Okay, 6:30, move to order. We have three public hearings. I need a motion to open the first one on, let's start with 5 East Court Street. A motion to open?
Second.
Second?
Second.
Kathy, on favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Okay, it's the, Mr.? A short presentation, and then it's open to the public for the comments. Remind us what you're about. Well, we ask questions during the meeting, not during this part.
Oh, okay.
Seeking permission to renovate the ground floor of 5 East Court Street that was formerly rented office and was damaged during a flood maybe 4 years ago. So that's basically the project, renovate the ground floor.
And the rental space is for yourself, right?
Not now, maybe in the future, but not now.
A rental place for some, a tenant now?
No.
Or, I mean, you're just doing this on spec, sort of?
Yes. It needs to be renovated, it's damaged.
Actually, let me, at the suggestion of our code enforcement officer, I'll read the letter. The applicant is, application is for a site plan review for the above referenced property, which is 5 East Court Street. The applicant has applied to add office space in the basement of an existing single-family residence. The above referenced property is located in the multiple residence conditional office RS zone. As per code 325-10B3, this is a conditional permitted use and needs our approval. As per zoning code 325-35-1D, it's also a change in use, which requires a site plan approval from us. So is there anybody in the public who would like to comment on this project? We'll give it a minute or two, but I don't think there is. Anybody wants to close the hearing, be happy to entertain it. Motion to close the hearing, seconded by Laura. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, one hearing down. So we'll vote on it or whatever in the actual meeting proper.
Okay, thank you.
So you'll probably want to stick around. Next, this is one where we have to ask our colleague, Mr. Dugan, to step aside. The attached is a planning application for a site plan review for 239 Warren Street. The applicant has applied to convert an existing single-family residence to a mixed-use residence commercial space. The proposal is to change part of the first floor into a commercial space and an apartment on the first floor and a second apartment on the second and third floor. The property is located in a central commercial zone, and as per the code 325-14, it is a permitted use. As per code 325-35-I-1D, this change requires a site plan approval from the planning board. Okay. Oh, forgot to open this hearing. Do I have a motion to open it?
So moved.
Yeah, second. Kathy, all in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Okay. Quick presentation for the potential audience.
We are doing interior renovations to change from a single family use to an apartment and a storefront, and then with a residence on the second and third floor. It's interior work.
Okay. Is there anybody here to comment on this project?
We have the environmental assessment, which was not presented, because this is the second time.
It's been sent to Craig.
He
said I need to bring the hard copies. I don't know if you need to.
Not to do the hard copy. You'll have to stamp it. A motion to close the hearing?
Motion.
Kathy and seconded by Jenna. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? No. Thank you. Third hearing. I'm not sure the applicant is there somebody here to represent 205 207 Warren Street? Kathy, I need your advice on this. If someone doesn't show up for a hearing, the applicant, does it matter?
No.
Okay. Can I have a motion to open the hearing on 205?
I'll make a motion.
Rob, second. Laura, all in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Okay, this is an application for a site plan review for 205-207 Warren Street. The applicant has applied to convert an existing four-family residence to a mixed-use, two-family, two-retail spaces. It's located in the commercial, central commercial district, and as per code 325-14, it's a permitted use. But the change in use requires a site plan approval. Is there anyone here to speak to this project? Comment on this project? These are hot projects.
Pool is good.
Motion to close the hearing?
I'll make that.
Rob, second. Clark, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? No. Okay, public hearings are done. Do I have a motion to open the regular meeting? Yep, happy. Jan, second, all in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? No. First order of business, minutes from last time, is there, anybody have any corrections or anything on that? A motion to approve the minutes?
I'll make a motion.
Rob, second by Clark, all in favor, say aye?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? No, the minutes are done. So let's go back to these three plans. Let's get,
Mr. Gray.
Yeah, let's take care of Mr.
Gray.
Gray first. Does the board have any questions for Mr. Gray? Yes, Jim.
I live up the block on East Allen.
Yes.
So I was wondering, the other four houses on East Court have specific either garages or carports, and five doesn't. You had said that there was parking in the back, but I don't see any parking.
No, there's no parking in the back.
Right.
That's correct.
Well, you had said that there, I thought that there was a dedicated space or something, but.
There isn't.
Okay.
Anybody else?
No.
A motion to approve it? Oh, sorry. Sure.
So right now, the purpose is unknown. You don't know exactly what, do you know what the purpose of the renovation is? Do you,
it's a small office space.
But you just don't have a tenant right now?
No.
I see. So you, okay, I misunderstood that. I'm sorry.
Okay. Anybody else? Motion to approve?
Next motion.
Rob, second. Jenna? Wait, do we do seeker? No, after.
To accept them, right?
I'm sorry.
Right.
The motion is to accept.
Right.
Getting confused. Kind of rush this. Motion to accept it. Rob?
Right.
Jenna, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Now we can watch the seeker. As you know, for the benefit of those who haven't been here before, I read the questions and answer them, and if anybody on our board objects, stop me and we'll vote on the answer. Will the proposed action create a material conflict with adopted land use planning or zoning regulations? No. Will it result in a change or reduce intensity of the land? No. Will it impair the character or quality of the existing community? No. Will it have an impact on the environmental characteristics that cause the establishment of a critical environmental area? No. Will it result in an adverse change in the existing level of traffic or existing infrastructure for mass transit, biking, or walkway? No. Will it cause an increase in the use of energy and it fails to incorporate reasonably available energy conservation or renewable energy opportunities? No. Will it impact existing water supplies? Public and private, no. Public and private wastewater treatment utilities, no. Will it impair the character or quality of important historic, archaeological, architectural, or aesthetic resources? No. And by the way, something someone once questioned me about that after a meeting. It's very specific when they ask that. If you look in the seeker handbook, when it's set, it's not like a subjective thing, what's historic. It has to meet certain requirements. Just thought I'd mention that. Will the proposed action result in any adverse change to natural resources, i.e. wetlands, water bodies, et cetera? No. Will it result in an increase in the potential for erosion, flooding, or drainage problems? No. A hazard to environmental resources or human health? So now I'll entertain a motion to make a negative declaration. Jenna, seconded by Laura, all in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? No. And now we can make a recommendation, entertain a motion to approve. Rob, seconded by Clark, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Anybody opposed? No, okay. Today is.
You know.
Mr. Gray, you've been approved, and here's your paperwork. Does somebody have their copy in hand? The one we just did.
No, no, we copy.
The whole thing.
I didn't even write on it that time. I know if you're gonna paper clip. Why it's not writing on them.
I'm sorry.
Who are you?
Building inspector.
Huh?
Said we need the plans.
Yeah, oh. I'm sorry. Okay. Next, Rob, please recuse yourself. Does anyone have any questions for the 239 Warren Street plan?
I had a question about the design as proposed. Is it designed in the package actually the storefront? The exact way the storefront's going to look, or the ground floor is going to look?
Nothing is changing on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we're not
what
changing the exterior.
It's just really all interior fit up.
All
okay, because the drawing was just a bit confusing on what the plan was going to look like. But you have.
Well, the only thing we've added a white fixture to the exterior. That's
actually,
it. One on each side
because it's the center entrance, so it'll look more even. But
so
this is the white.
The front's going to look identical.
That's right.
Yeah, but I'm not changing.
Does that mean historic preservation approval, the light fixture?
We've presented it, and we hopefully will get the approval tomorrow. I mean, we still have to go through it tomorrow, but they've accepted it, so, yeah. What was I going to say?
Oh, by the way, could you identify who you are?
Oh, I'm Lee Armstrong. I'm their architect. It's interesting because we're going in for this mixed-use approval, but the building has been mixed-use in its history, you know, and then it's had several iterations, so we're sort of, and actually in its early history, the part that we want to create as mercantile was, was it the first American Express office in the?
I have to reread that.
But, you know, back in whaling time, so that was a, you know, So we're revisiting that.
Of course, you're adding an apartment, which is always a welcome. Any other questions for the applicant? A motion to accept the application? Clark, second. Kathy, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Okay, we'll do the seeker. Will the proposed action create a material conflict with adaptive land use planning or zoning regulations? No. Will it result in a change in the use or intensity of use of land? No. Will it impair the character or quality of the existing communities? No. Will it have an impact on the environmental characteristics that caused the creation of the CEA? No. Will it result in an adverse change in the existing level of traffic or affect infrastructure for mass transit, biking, or walkway? No. Will it cause an increase in the use of energy? No. Will it have an impact upon public-private water supplies? No. Public-private waste treatment? No.
You'll have to worry about that.
Will the proposed action impair the character or quality of important historic, archaeological, architectural, or aesthetic resources? No. Will it result in an adverse change to natural resources? No. Will it result in an increase in the potential for erosion, flooding, or drainage? No. Will it create a hazard to environmental resources or human health? No. Can I have a motion for a negative declaration? Laura, seconded by Jenna. All in favor of that declaration?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Entertain a motion to approve the application?
So moved.
Jenna, second?
Yep.
Kathy, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Anybody opposed? No. Where are they? Let's see. Do you have yours? Oh, yeah, I'll take that one.
This is the only change.
Okay.
Just, it's the little thing you said.
Is this it? No, this is by one.
Paperwork.
Oh, this is it.
Yep.
Is this all done?
Yeah.
You need the whole, but this, it looked like this had five. Oh, that's you.
You need a copy. Do you have a copy somewhere? Jenna, can I have your copy of this application?
Oh, I don't have the whole thing. I just have that. Kathy, do you have the whole thing?
I've got a copy here for this.
Do you have the whole thing?
I believe it's here.
Do you mind? Is it okay?
Yeah.
Put on the next one.
Can she have a finger for her? Can she have the?
Oh, yeah, I got it. Just wrote approved on this.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Good evening.
Okay. Cooking with gas. We already agreed that. We let them go straight through because it was new.
Oh, right.
Okay, 205, 207. They're not here. Should we?
This is a two-family. Four apartments into two and two stories.
Two stories, yeah.
The way we used to do it is, when you hit me with that real quick, if somebody objected or had a question, then we used to, they didn't show the table. Yeah, this guy, I mean, unless there's any questions, I don't know.
Craig, Director?
Just so you know, that same applicant has to go to the historic commission.
Uh-huh.
And he's going there tomorrow, so his approval, I believe, won't take place till next month, is that right?
Right.
Or is he getting approved tomorrow, John? 205, 207. Yeah, it would, probably won't happen. And I, he was supposed to be here tonight, because he's gotta go to the historic tomorrow, so if you want him to hold it till next month, he'll be here.
Yeah, maybe just told it to next month.
So he's gotta come back a couple times for the HPC as well.
So we'll just go back to next month.
He called me yesterday, so he's coming, but.
Okay, so what do you think then? So, now for the new application. About. Where is it? 255, 259 Newman Street, now. Mr. Connor, are you?
Yeah, what we're gonna do is, I spoke to Mr. Haig Monday, we're gonna submit a revised application next month, so we don't need to have a area variance from the ZBA, we're gonna change the boundaries around so it meets the zoning there, so we'll have lot to both face the minimum lot size there, so.
Okay, so we'll look at the application then, next meeting?
Yeah, next meeting, that will be addressed there, so I'll submit a new map on that, okay?
Thank you. Okay, thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Okay.
So we have.
Yeah, you can do that back, because they're gonna submit a new one. Do you want a lot?
Yeah.
Okay. And.
Is the map in there?
No, there wasn't. Oh, here, there.
Where, there was a map.
Oh, there was a map, yes, they brought a map tonight, you didn't get one?
I didn't get one.
Oh, sorry.
What are they?
They're gonna revise it, so.
I have only maps.
No, no, we're talking about the other one, sorry. You want it?
I'll take it, this is for interesting, curiosity.
Oh, this is Galvin, no, this is the one, this is Galvin, this is the armory.
Oh, so, no, this is it, this is it.
400 State?
Yeah, 255.
Yeah, that's not the, that's, you're not looking at the right line. Down, project information, that's.
Oh, duh, sorry about that.
All right.
Yeah, that's, yeah, that's.
Okay, lastly, the armory project. We had them come back to do the rest of their presentation, because they have to do a couple things.
So, thank you, I'm sorry.
Okay. Craig, is Craig still there?
Yeah.
Can I do this right?
Sure.
There was a problem with egress, right, that this corrects or not?
As far as I know, it's the proposal's there for it. The, it's in compliance with code now with that egress, but their next step is they have to go to the historic commission, because that egress has to be established on the exterior part of the building, which is not there now, so they still have another, you know, hurdle to get through with this. The use for it is, it's in compliance with code now.
Okay.
With that egress.
So our issue was really the parking?
Your issue was the parking and the use of the property, the use of that space.
Questions for, well, Jason, you want to tell us what you?
Could I, because there's really three items that we updated.
Okay.
Could I just go through each three items, is that okay?
Yeah, no, please do.
So in each of the packages, I have the maps that are represented here, and there's some updates to each one of those. So, again, the schematic drawing here that Craig just discussed with you. You can see here where we did change per the code office recommendations, the way that we egressed out of the building. So you see here on the part of the map here, we come out and egress out to a set of stairs that are parallel to Rope Alley. And we also have here a concrete sidewalk that we create here so that the tenants can gather there instead of going out onto Rope Alley, which would cause a danger to them doing that. We also, you can see here that these three mechanicals, these six mechanicals, are currently in the location where we're putting the stairs and this concrete sidewalk. So they would be relocated to this area here left of the stairwell. And per code recommendation from the code office, we would have some kind of snow barrier in front of those mechanicals to protect it from the snow removal during the winter time. Again, everything else, this extensive build out will be per the specifications of Child and Family Services and obviously per code. Looking at the site plan here, I just wanted to bring your attention. We did some modifications here. If you look on the Short Street side of the site plan, you can see here that we have an outside play area for the program. And also, it's not noted here on the site plan, the moving of the mechanicals over to the left, but this schematic shows that they would be moved per approval of putting in this egress from HPC. So I just wanted to bring your attention to those changes there. Did you have any questions about any of these?
So this, if you circle this.
Yes.
According to this, it's gonna move this direction.
That is correct, yes, yes. Yes, ma'am, I'm sorry. There are currently windows there that you see here. These are currently windows, yes.
And on this side?
Currently, these windows are not here. There's no windows on this side. But these areas here would be limited use. This would be only an indoor open area. Actually, the use of that would be if it was raining outside, that the kids would come in and play inside instead of outside. And then in this general area will be OT and PT for some of the children. So occupational therapy and physical therapy for the children.
How is that? Is this specifically for inside for people that are children, or are these also adults?
No. This is actually just a program just for the children.
And so there's no windows in the OT and PT, and there's no windows in the speech therapy and.
No, this is actually in the middle of the basement space right here. Yes. The windows would be situated in the areas where the kids are being taught.
I have a very general question.
Yes, sir.
Right now, this is empty. There's nothing here, and these are all new partition walls. You're not adjusting any existing. You're basically starting from scratch and creating this.
We are. In fact, just to bring to your attention, mm-hmm. the actual here, right here, this is an existing wall that mm-hmm. would stay. But besides that, everything else would be renovated in the basement space. Mm-hmm. So this would be an extensive renovation of the basement space.
Right, I think I asked this question before, but remind me, you have someone to go in here, right? There's a tenant that's going.
That's correct, sir. Yes. Yes, starting place.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay. It used to be north, yeah, we have a hospital in that building. The hospital's taking over that building.
It's a co-op daycare.
It's a
co-op
daycare.
Yes.
Cool.
On the sidewalk.
Yes.
So yes. I see that you changed from the internal to the mechanicals.
Yes.
Outside.
Actually, I'm sorry. These are outside. These are outside. Yes.
But you're moving.
So your sidewalk is this the only? Is this fire basically exit, or this is the main entrance to the facility?
So no. In fact, our goal is that the main entry to the facility is from Short Street. So the main entry to the new program in office spaces would be from Short Street. This would act as a second means of egress in case there was an emergency
right.
here. Yes.
I'm sorry, but where's the second means of egress?
So this would be the main entryway coming into the program space, and this would act as the second means of egress here.
And there was, you said, is that two of the things you wanted to talk about? What was the third?
So the third was I wanted to review the parking study, if that's okay?
Yeah.
Great. So I had the parking study in the folder as well. And that would be right after.
Crawford?
Yeah, Crawford. So we had a updated parking study done on March 29, 2017 by Crawford and Associates. And I just wanted to bring your attention to page 2. So per the city code section 325-19, what Crawford did is they did a 300 square foot radius study around the armory building. And what they found in this radius is that there are 206 on-street parking spaces. And what they did with the study is that they studied throughout a period of time from late morning to late afternoon. And what they found throughout that period of time, on average, there was always 130 on-site spaces available. So if we go to page, yes ma'am, I'm sorry.
So this study was done on May 2013?
So there was an original study that was done August 7, 2013. For the initial armory space, which included the library,
which
included the senior center, which wasn't open at the time.
Right, so they weren't in use.
It wasn't in use. So this study that I'm going over with you is an updated study as of the 29th of this March.
So and they're out there counting cars again.
Yes. So what they found is that on average, there was 130 spaces that were available throughout business hours. And so if we go to page 3 and look at parking demand, and we look at the required parking for the Galvin Community Center, which includes our proposed program, we have 78 spaces that are required. So if we take the 206 that are available, and minus the 78 spaces, we have 128 parking spaces. But we take the study that showed on average 130 spaces throughout the business day, we have a surplus of approximately 60 on-site parking spaces that are available beyond our need. And what's interesting here as well, at the bottom of page 3, if we take our largest tenant at the armory, which is the library. And if I could very briefly just read what they said here, because I think it's important. It says, based on the previous information provided by the Hudson Area Library, the library has served between 4,000 and 4,200 patrons per month on average. This monthly average equates to approximately 25 people an hour based on the library's current hours of operation. The library also has no more than 3 to 4 employees working at any given time. Based on this collected information, the parking demand of approximately 29 spaces can be assumed. This documented use compares very closely with the Institute of Transportation Engineers' parking demand of 32 spaces. And then you see up in the parking demand, under parking demand, that the required spaces were 41 parking spaces for the library space. So we can see there's a surplus of parking around the radius of the armory. And so at the end of page 4, the conclusion from Crawford and Associates is that the on-street parking available far exceeds the needs of the Galvin Armory and its uses and should be considered adequate to waive any on-site parking requirements. So that was the conclusion that Crawford came to.
And I assume that's what we're going to have to decide, whether we'll, Craig, once again, the code requirement would mean what in terms of parking, if we were strict about the code?
Well, the code requires off-street parking. The study that's presented is all well and good,
right?
But it's still not off-street parking. It's a study, it's a parking study, and it's, you're, right now, it's public parking, so it's either going to be for the armory or for anybody. Because if you get a big gathering this weekend and 300 people go over there and park, well, now the armory's not going to park there. Because, again, it's public parking. It's not off-street parking, and it's not private parking.
Right.
And that's what the code says.
The code says it requires, I believe, for this particular project. Now, what they've already been approved for, I have no, you know, it's already done. I'm not aware of that because that was prior to, you know, me. What their proposal is now, I believe they needed 10 off-street parking spots. It was either 8 or 10, I can't remember off the top of my head.
Looks like 11. If it's a daycare, it's 6, and professional offices lot.
So that's, now, is there parking available? Sounds like it.
Yeah.
Well.
The code says off-street park.
Are there going to be, children that are, utilizing the space, their buses, even a small?
So, yes, could you turn the map on, please? So what we were proposing for this, and, so we look at the site plan here. Now, these are small buses, these are not large buses. And our plan was to utilize this area of the alleyway here, on the site plan, where the buses would park here, unload the children, which on average takes about 15 minutes. And one of the things that I made sure of, because I know it was brought to my attention from code, that they had problems with the buses, people leaving, the bus drivers leaving the buses, leaving them there, is that we got word from the program that no bus drivers would leave the buses, so the buses would be there, they would be occupied. If there was an emergency, the buses would be able to leave the alleyway, allowing for emergency vehicles to come in. And that seemed to be the most logical place to put the buses, so that if the buses were here, and they were here for 15 minutes, they would have to stop traffic going up and down Short Street. So we felt this was logical here. There's a little sidewalk here that is available to the children, right here.
So during the winter time, the bus driver is going to sit there in the truck, in the small bus, running the bus so that they don't freeze, but they're going to be there the whole time with their little bus on.
No, this is only for a 15-minute period, but what was happening up at their other location is that the one bus driver would say, oh, let's go get coffee, and the bus driver would leave his bus at the location, and they would go get coffee. We have established that's not going to happen, because per code, Craig's office was concerned about this alleyway being blocked. So we made sure that the buses are...
Oh, you're just talking about for look. They're not staying there.
That's right. 15 minutes, they're dropping off the kids, and off they go.
And they don't stay.
That's right. Yes.
So 15 in the morning, 15 in the evening.
That's correct. Yes. Yes.
Tell me again, I'm sorry. How many students will there be?
So it'll be 30 plus. 30 plus.
30 plus what?
Students.
Right, but 30?
About 33.
Oh.
About 33, yes.
Well, it's definitely going on a public hearing, whether we want to accept the application as is, and I don't know, it's tough, because obviously it's a great thing to have in the library. But it does mean we'd have to ignore the code.
Or make a...
Do we do that?
Rule. It's been done.
That is just private,
it's been done.
But
it's been done.
Infrequently, I assume.
Excuse me?
Infrequently.
Kathy could speak to that.
I'm rarely.
I mean, we've done it for restaurants and things like that.
Yeah,
so the idea that we wouldn't do it, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say that not usually this many parking spaces.
Right, but also not usually off the central district either. I mean, it's usually...
Not Warren Street.
Not Warren Street.
Mm-hmm.
So here we're talking
about... But there's a lot of people that have houses in that area.
Yeah. And I'm sure we're going to hear from them at the public hearing.
But there's absolutely no way you could eke up some parking spots.
I'm sorry, ma'am. There's not. There's not. I mean, we did this study to kind of, you know, show you that. You know,
yeah,
we're very concerned.
We've seen those studies before, and frankly, they're just... It's not the same thing. I mean, we appreciate that Galvin does those studies, but still, it's not. If you live in that area, I have a feeling that you're not going to. One would not be impressed by the study. You have to live.
And in fact, the study kind of admits that it's not conforming with code. The paragraph you didn't read.
Yes, I mean, code is code.
Yeah.
Code is code. It's just it is.
The suggestion was made at one point, though, that maybe you would get parking permits in a nearby lot. Is that off the table?
That's not off the table for co-work. I would imagine we could speak to them about that.
Where's
Why
the local
is it
lot?
Co-work?
Municipal
problem.
Lot.
Municipal
lot.
Isn't it yours?
No, they're the tenants. They're the tenants. So if they need to get separate permits for that would be their responsibility.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Could they look into that? I mean, I certainly would suggest that somebody has that information for the public hearing.
Definitely
see,
speak to them about that.
To be able to say that it's available and that they'd be willing to do that if that's what's required.
Absolutely. I could definitely do that. Yes.
That would be helpful.
That would be very helpful.
And do you have a prospective professional tenant? For the it says that 5 spaces required for that office.
So
is there, have you identified a tenant?
They're actually going to be utilizing office spaces as well, the co-work.
Oh,
yes.
So it's all co-work?
That's correct, yes.
So they have to find you level.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, I guess we'll move to a public hearing. Can I have a motion to call for a public hearing at the next meeting? Laura, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, so we'll have a public hearing, and if you could bring that information, that would be.
I absolutely will. Thank you very much.
Help a lot.
Thank you.
Because you know we want to do it. This is obviously a good thing.
Probably at a public hearing, it's a good chance. Even if the public comes, if people that live there, that would.
That will help.
Yeah.
Okay, definitely. We'll do that.
Thank you.
And you might have a problem even without, if the public doesn't come, I mean, we, you know.
No, I understand. Yes, I do. Yes. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Well.
Our next meeting is the 8th.
Yes.
Sorry, we'll wait. Here it is, 2:00 to a second.
Oh. What do you think?
Can we reopen?
Should we reopen it, or? I mean, what, this is the one who.
Yeah, I know. What'd we say, Lori? Something else? Craig said.
Forty-five minutes.
Oh, you have to go to the, right, you have to go to the conservation.
I'm going to the historic commission tomorrow.
Right.
I was here last month.
But he said something about you won't have a decision until the following month on that, right?
I would think so.
Yeah. So we just pushed you off for a month, so, sorry.
You weren't here.
Okay, sorry about that.
Yeah, he said he's gonna push you.
Yeah, I apologize. I just ran up from, you know, from Sunday Street.
But apparently you'd have to wait for preservation anyway, so it's not really gonna screw up your timetable. Sorry.
So are you Peter Davis?
I am.
Were they gonna vote on it tomorrow night, like tomorrow night?
No, they were just.
Is that what he said? Oh, so it doesn't.
Right.
So it's just being presented tomorrow.
They're only gonna be presented to them, so they're not gonna vote on it.
Tomorrow anyway.
So when he comes next month, though, we're still gonna be behind. We can do the public hearing then.
We did a public hearing.
I mean, we did, we can vote on it then.
Correct, and then preservation the next day.
Just, yes.
Right.
We can give them a contingent pass.
Yep.
Okay.
So you're cool. Thank you.
Thank you, sorry.
Thank you.
So, a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Copy. Jenna, all in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed?
No.
Stay. That was a joke.
All right.
Well, we're still working on the contract.
Yeah, Christine.
Finalize the contract.